What's up, Packers fans? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, ready to carry the G. I got some bad news, depending on your perspective. No Corey Banky tonight. He is literally en route from Green Bay, Wisconsin to New York City as we are live. However, I know you're not here for Corey. Hell, you're not here for me. You're here for a man who needs no introduction, but I'm going to give him one anyway. Fresh off a performance that saw him carry the ball 8 times for 30 yards, along with 4 catches for 49 yards, finishing the day as the team's second leading receiver, and including his first touchdown reception in these national football leagues. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. A.J. Dillon. There he is. There he is. Coming, to, I believe, live from Door County, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Yeah, place to be.
You see it, look at this. Bayside getting a shout out. Love it. Yes, naturally. I mean, that's your home turf without question.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, big W, a lot of production from yourself, as I indicated there in the intro. Gotta be feeling great today. How'd it feel to get a crazy, crazy win in Cincinnati?
Felt absolutely amazing. That was the craziest game I've ever been a part of my football career. Absolutely. But that one was a great team win, you know, kind of everything you dream about coming out on the winning end of that thing. Absolutely awesome. And like I said, great team win.
Now, I'm no expert here, but it did seem early on you were involved, man. You're like, they were getting you the ball. You were running it. You were catching it. So it seemed that you took coach's advice. Did you wake up with your piss hot? That's the only thing I need to know.
Yeah, it was hot for a little bit. You know, I was fired up. I was really getting after it. And can you kind of repeat that second thing you said? You said I was running it.
What else? You said is the only thing we really need to know. You were running it. You were catching it. And coach had said earlier.
All I needed to hear was I was catching it. Right. The guys at PFF said I couldn't do that. So,
are you ever going to let them live that down? Are you ever going to let them live it? Please don't.
Can you not tell I'm over it? Naturally.
I love it. I love it. Let's back up a little bit on offense. Initially, that first quarter, that was a little tough. Was there any frustration there?
Yeah, I wouldn't say frustration. You know, that's just kind of the game. It doesn't always roll your way when you're out there, but you just gotta, you just can't blink. That's something Coach LaFleur talks about all the time. You know, just kind of sticking with it, and we went out there and we responded.
No doubt about it. You move the ball. And like I said, you were involved a lot early on. It felt like there was a moment in the watch party where everyone was like, oh, it's the A.J. Dillon game. This is the A.J. Dillon game. Like, this is it. Like, we've been waiting for this. But then it seemed like they got away not only from you, but from Aaron Jones. And it just felt like you were in a rhythm. And then, you know, we saw you last year in the Tennessee game where you get going and you're in a rhythm and, man, you're ripping off big chunks. Is that hard? Is as far as, like, you know, it's Aaron Rodgers, it's Devontae, LaFleur's calling plays, they're going to go wherever they want to go. But is that hard when you know you're feeling it and you're being productive, but then you have to kind of take a back seat for the, you know, some portions of the game?
Yeah. I'd say I always talk about it. In every sport, there's always that rhythm, there's always that sweet spot, there's always that time where you're heating up. I'd say, yeah, it's difficult, it's challenging, but, you know, that's part of the game. And when you're on a team like or on an offense like the offense that we have, and there's just so many weapons, so many ways we can attack you or attack a defense, rather, it's kind of like, obviously, yeah, I want to be out there, but it's also cool, you know, seeing these guys go to work, you know, some of the best to ever do it, you know, go out there, 12 to Devontae. It's just like, it's honestly like watching the magic. So some of the things that they pull off. So, you know, if I'm going to take a backseat or cool off to anybody, I mean, might as well do it with some of the greats in front of me, you know?
One of the things I wanted to ask you, and you actually answered it in your social media. I just saw it on your Instagram. I was going to ask you, did you keep the touchdown ball, your first NFL reception? And I know the answer, but why don't you tell folks what you did with that ball? Cause it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I did. One of the things, my soon-to-be mother-in-law, So my fiance's mother was going through chemo this spring and going into the season. And one of the things that she kind of voiced was that she wanted to start her chemo kind of right away so that she could be ready for football season. And, you know, I'm getting ready for camp and I'm here. I'm like, oh, I don't want to go through camp. I'm like, come on now. I don't want to go play practice football. And, you know, she's going here. And, you know, honestly, like, she was really inspiring to me just kind of this second year, just, you know, talking about just, you know, somebody who can persevere. And she always had a smile on her face, was always supportive. And, you know, she's through it and on the better side of it now and doing great. And so, my goal, like what I wanted to do was that first touchdown I scored this year, I wanted to give her that ball. She's been a huge Packer fan her whole life. And so rightfully so, first touchdown from 12, first receiving touchdown, first touchdown of the year. So brought it back home from Cincinnati, drove up to Door County today where I'm at now and gifted that to her. And, you know, that definitely meant a lot to me and her.
Dude, that's so great. I don't have the picture here. Usually we do pull stuff off your social. I literally saw it right before we went live. That's amazing. Fantastic. I'm so glad to hear she's doing better on the good side of it, as you say. It's pretty, pretty amazing. Let's bring in our panel, our esteemed panel, starting with Susanna Callis, who is a former intern here at Cheesehead TV, diehard Packers fan, knows everything when it comes to the green and gold. We've got Ross Uglum, the publisher, if you please, of the Packer Report, joining us. And of course, Paul Brettle from Dairyland Express also writes here at Cheesehead TV. Let's start with Susanna. Susanna, I know you got a couple questions for AJ. Why don't you fire away?
I do. First off, thank you guys for having me. This is super cool. AJ, there were many reports about the noise in the locker room after the game. And I'm curious, who is the most hyped player or coach after a win like this one?
Ooh, that's tough. I'd honestly say everybody got pretty loud in there. You know, when we mentioned the big dog, Mercedes Lewis, you know, kind of coming up clutch in the overtime performance, you know, dragging people, stiff arming people. And obviously we call him the big dog, so we all give him a little bark. And so everybody was out there barking in the locker room, getting hyped up for him. But, you know, Coach LaFleur was pretty loud after that last game. He was fired up too. So, honestly, I'd just say everybody. That locker room atmosphere was something you really can't make up.
That's awesome. And speaking of Matt LaFleur, he has an incredible 30-7 regular season record as a head coach. What separates him from other coaches around the league that makes him so successful?
I can't speak on any other coaches because I've never been in any other coaching staff. But just what I would say, just in my year and a half or however you would put it now, being with him, I think some of the things that he does is just, you know, really taking a point to kind of relate to the players, kind of see our point of view and, you know, to keep our interests at heart. I definitely say he's a player's coach, but he's also not, you know, afraid to, you know, go out there and pull the trigger. You know, he's a guy that, you know, whoever's going to put the team in the best position to win, he's going to do it. And him and the coaching staff do a great job at least on the offensive side, because that's all I can speak on. But on the offensive side, doing a great job at putting us in position to win games. And obviously that record goes and shows and speaks more than I can say. But, you know, my time with him, you know, he's done a tremendous job just kind of, you know, supporting us and, you know, getting us in the best position to win.
I love Susanna coming in here and being phenomenal at asking questions and just being so good. This is why she was our intern. She's so absolutely good. She's going to run her own. She's going to run her own website someday.
Quick round of applause for Susanna.
Absolutely. 100%. Phenomenal job. Let's move on to Ross. I think Ross wants to talk to you about PFF. No, I'm kidding. But I think Ross does have a question of something we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, honestly, Aaron can vouch for this. This question came out at about 8:30 this morning. So when I say that you stole my question, I mean that very seriously. I just wanted to ask you about, you know, kind of catching the football, 4 receptions, 49 yards and a TD this weekend, 21 catches in your career at Boston College. So that wasn't necessarily, you know, on the film. And I think that's where, your boys over at PFF get some of that. Did you catch the ball a little bit more in high school, or was it just, look, I can only run the plays that they call at BC? By the way, I was pretty damn good at running the ball. Where, I guess, did this come from, or kind of have you always been able to do it? It wasn't part of the offense.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. In high school, I really didn't catch the ball much. In college, okay, I really wasn't asked to catch the ball much. And then when I got drafted last year, I made it a point, there was obviously the doubt about me in the past game. And, I made it a point to say it was never lack of, skill or lack of ability. It was always lack of opportunity. And that's nothing against my coaches at BC or what we had. Our game plan worked. I left there and, the stats speak for themselves. I had a great offensive line, things like that. So I'm definitely not complaining, but, that just wasn't our offense. It wasn't, really get the ball to the running back in the pass game. And so it was really important to me. It's always been important to me to be reliable. Everybody talks about their goals and stats and it's, Pro Bowl maybe, or this or that. And for me, it's always been be reliable. I want to be somebody, no matter what quarter, no matter what down, Aaron can look at me, Coach LaFleur can look at me, you guys at home can look at me and be like, 28 can get the job done. And so one of the skills that I obviously wasn't as proficient because I haven't had that much of an opportunity was the pass game. So I've been working, I've been on the jugs. I've been trying to catch different balls over my shoulder or be like turning into a back shoulder. And things like that. So, it's just work. I still want to get better at it. There's still things I'm trying to improve in my game. But, more than anything, I want to be APB, an all-purpose back. I want to be able to do it all.
Love it.
Thanks, yeah.
That's awesome. I just love them. We're gonna rail on PFF for the rest of your career, dude. That is our if I do nothing else before I leave this earth. Is going to leave PFF in smoldering ruins over their ridiculousness when you got picked.
Yeah, sorry to interject real quick, but I did just want to point Ross's attention to this lovely St. Thomas banner we have here. Ross was mentioning earlier on the show how big of a fan he was, and he actually said "Roll Toms." So I just wanted to get that out there. And, let Ross know I'm right there with you. Roll Toms, baby. We're looking good this year.
There's a Concordia golf package on its way to Lambeau Field. I'm going to swag you out.
I love it. Finally, we got Paul Brettle. Paul, what's up? What you got for AJ?
So, AJ, the offensive line, they've battled injuries this year, guys in and out, a lot of movement. Does that affect how you operate? I mean, obviously, at the end of the day, the play call is the play call. But does that constant shuffling create any changes for you or anything that you're looking for? Or is it simply full steam ahead, let the quads do what the quads do best?
I like how you ended that. I mean, let the quads do what the quads do best. That's pretty nice. That's pretty nice. I might have to start running with that. So please give me the trademark for that when I start doing that. In all seriousness, for me, not so much. I mean, we obviously got guys out right now, and I feel like for us to get a win against a very good Bengals team on the road, in our first noon game, with all the guys that got out on both sides, was a big testament to the character of this team. And for me, playing running back, obviously everything starts, no matter how good you are, everything starts with the running back. Everything starts with the offensive line as a running back. And just all those guys, you look in the huddle and you're looking around. I trust every one of those guys. We're at practice and I know all these guys are going to put it all on the line for me, and I'm going to do the same for them. And that's one of the most surreal experiences. I would never blow smoke. I don't like to, give kudos where it's not given, but that's just how it is for me going into the huddle. I trust all those guys out there, and that's the kind of team we have. And I feel like anytime you can go out there, like, mistakes are going to happen, missed blocks, bad reads on my part, things like that are going to happen. But if you're a team that can stick together and trust one another, I think, sky's the limit. We're all getting better. I'm only in year two. I'm no expert at running the ball. I'm still getting better, and they sometimes the offensive line's coming over to me like, hey, you could, you know, bounce this here. And I was like, I didn't even see that, you know? And so it's a great learning experience, especially me, you know, RB2, year two. It's really going well. I'm excited for them.
Is there anything that you see, you know, in practice, film study, all that stuff that you see with that group that makes them so cohesive? Because we look around the NFL, it's rare to see guys stepping in, you know, whether they're inexperienced, changing positions, and for this offensive line unit to still hold up well as it has. Is there anything that stands out about this group to you?
Yeah, I mean, I just say it starts from the top. I always say that that's exactly how it is in the running back room. You know, Coach Sermons and then Aaron Jones, you know, do a great job of, you know, kind of setting the standard and then upholding that standard. And I would say, you know, obviously David Bakhtiari is not out there right now, but, you know, he's there. He's engaged in practice. He's engaged in the meeting room. He's making a, you know, welcoming experience for the young guys, rookies and stuff, and kind of, you know, coaching them up on the sideline. And that's the stuff people don't see. But you got the best, I mean, depend on your opinion, but one of the best offensive linemen in the entire NFL, you know, coaching up these guys, you're bound to get better. And so, you know, it's just great to have that leadership, and you can see it. You can see the confidence grow. And it's just an awesome, awesome group to run behind.
Love it. Love it as always. Our panel doing all the heavy lifting. I just have to sit here and listen to everyone else be brilliant while AJ answers their questions, while I'm just waiting to introduce the next segment, which, of course, the one, the only, it's Tyler Herrick with AJ's Social Life. Let's hit it. AJ Dillon. We love it. What is up, dude? You got the W. All right. We like that. Check the box. You come back on Carry the G. Check the box. All right. Quick question before we get started. What is bigger, mine, Ross's, and Paul's microphones, or your quads? We got to know. We got some big microphones in here.
I didn't know where you're going with that, but my quads. My quads.
Oh, all right. Good to know.
Remember, this is a wholesome show. It's a wholesome show, Tyler.
This is a kid's show.
The wholesome show on TV.
Little icebreaker to get things going. You know, AJ, you had a rough week, I think, on social leading up to this game. Okay. I got to see what's going on here. Your buddy, our guy, the wide receiver from Clemson, Amari Rodgers. What'd you do? Did you lose a bet? Did you tell him BC was going to win? What's going on here? Tell us about this picture we got going on here. We got a picture of you in the locker room. Look at this. Decked out in orange. Come on, man. What's going on here?
Hey, if nothing else, I'm a man of my word. You know, I was very confident in my guys at BC. And if you watch the game, we should have won. Clemson knows they got away with a lucky dub. But I'm a man of my word. We just kind of bet, you know, whoever lost that game was going to be decked out in the other team's gear. And so I wore my Clemson gear around in meetings and stuff for that whole day.
You wore it all day?
Day of meetings. So, yeah, I was the one guy repping orange all day.
Oh, man, that's got to be tough. How many guys were giving you stuff for that, man? That's got to be rough. Dude. Walking through the halls, everything.
Yeah, there's definitely some laughter, definitely some finger pointing. But I did learn something interesting. I can pull off orange. And so, you know, that just, you know, expands my wardrobe tenfold.
I love it. You got a week of orange, man. You got the Bengals. You got your Clemson gear, man. What's going on? Hey, you know what? We talked about something wholesome before with you handing out and doing getting the touchdown ball and all that kind of stuff. Check this out, though. We went on your TikTok and saw that you're also helping some fans out here. Okay. We got some fans here. Looks like they're at Packers Walter Picks. Okay. They made a TikTok asking his wife how many followers he needed to get in order to get, what was it? Some tickets or something like that to the game or to go to, it was for the wife to buy tickets to go to the game. You stepped in like the gentleman that you are and said, you know what?
Don't even worry about the 25,000 followers or whatever his wife suggested. And you said, don't worry, I got you. You guys live in, you know, where Arrowhead is, and we're going to get you out to the game, and they're going to be able to meet the Chiefs game. Tell us how this all happened. You saw this TikTok. What's going on here, man?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm really big into TikTok, obviously, and I kept getting tagged. I'm like, what is this? And so I clicked it. And yeah, I mean, the guy, he covers Packers. He covers Packers media on, or football on social media and on TikTok especially. And, you know, he was just kind of saying, like, you know, his wife didn't want to, you know, put like them to, you know, put all the money into buying those tickets, because obviously it's a very anticipated game. It's like, you know, you can use it for other things. And, you know, 25,000 followers was the, I guess, benchmark for him to go do that. And I was like, hey, man, like, you know, if I can make somebody's day, you know, I'm blessed to be able to, you know, be in the position I'm in, you know, play this game, get paid a lot of money to, you know, play a kid's game. And so I can't, you know, you can't do it for everybody, but times like this, you know, it's really important, you know, to give back. That's something that I've always, you know, believed in. My parents have instilled in me, and it's always great to get more Packers fans out there in Arrowhead. I haven't been there, but, you know, I know they get rowdy too. I know they have a great fan base. So definitely excited to, you know, make his day and have a good time.
That's wild, man. That's like a regular season Super Bowl right there, man. That's going to be a great game. And Arrowhead is, you're absolutely right, man. I know you said you never been there yet, but it is crazy. That's going to be a wild game for sure. Speaking of games, my guy, we talked about in the first time that we met on this show, we talked about Warzone. Okay. Call of Duty Warzone. You're a big player. MVS is a big player. You guys are on Twitch. You're out here throwing some dubs out there. And I remember you saying something specific to me. That one thing that you said was, I'm pretty good, but if you need me to carry you, I can carry you. All right. So I did a little experiment. I'm at work the other day. I'm chilling. I'm not really doing much. I'm hanging out, answering emails. I hop on Twitch, and what's this? AJ Dillon, he's playing Warzone. I said, you know what? Let me fire up the PS4. I hop on the PS4, okay, and I sign in under my username, Geek. All right? I think you played with me for maybe 3 games before you realized I was absolute dog water. You kicked me out of the game, okay, live on stream. I'll be honest, you were very gracious, but then you went on to catch more L's before you rage quit. What's going on, man, here? This was hilarious. I infiltrated the stream. You didn't even know it was me. We had a great time. I think I got 1 kill between 3 games. I must have walked into many things. Well, I don't even know what's going on here. This was hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, you just kind of – I mean, I didn't know it was you, but, you know, now connecting the dots, it makes a lot of sense. You know, it's probably like you're playing the game and doing a little bit of this, a little head wagging, but – you know, he kind of threw up the whole momentum of the squad. I was out there dropping bodies, you know, putting the team in the best position to win. And, you know, it's almost like going out there playing running back with no offensive line, or, you know, no receivers and being a quarterback. You know, I tried to lead the team, and I just had nobody to give it to.
I love it, man. Well, you know what? It makes me feel a little bit better that you went off and you didn't do much after that. So it wasn't just me. So it was all good. But even though you hate me, you hate the fact that I ruined your squad, it's okay, because you still really love Cheesehead TV, and that's all right. Take a look at this tweet you put out this morning. You really like us, man. You really love Cheesehead TV. You couldn't wait to come on our show today. We love it. There it is. Can't wait for Cheesehead TV tonight, man. You are pumped every week to come in here. And you know what the reason is because we continually get those W's. Every time you come on the show, you get a win.
I'm not a superstitious guy, but if you look at the stats, PFF, if you look at the stats, technically, every time this has been on here, that is true. We have won. That is true.
I love it. I love it, man.
This is phenomenal. Can I just say, before we go, before we head out, because, you know, social life is always awesome, can we just look at some of these plays that you put on tape on Sunday? Two in particular. We're talking about the passing game, right? We're talking about the passing game. First up, let's look at this touchdown, because I got something to say about this. All right, can we roll this? Look at this. Look at this. A skying for the catch, right? And then he gets in the end zone. But look at this. This is like a Marvel movie. Like, taking it into the end zone. Like,
I felt all those emotions.
Does that hurt? First of all, do you feel it at all? Or is it just like, that's right, it's a fucking touchdown. Like, where are you when this is happening mentally?
Honestly, no, I couldn't. I really didn't feel it. You know, I'm scoring a touchdown. Everything else means nothing. honestly, you know, I came back to the sideline. Everyone was like, why didn't you lower your pads? I'm like, I'm sorry. I was just so excited to score my first touchdown of the year. Like, I was like, I didn't even see that. I'm running free in my mind. I'm going to score a touchdown thrown by Aaron Rodgers. This is
awesome. I love it. I love it. And the fact that you know, Aaron said after the game, like, I threw it high, right? And you had to go get it. And you did it, like, without breaking stride, just go up and get it. And it's almost like you can catch. I was told you can't. It's amazing. But the other play I wanted to look at was, okay, you score touchdowns, right? You're big time. You're a big star. You're scoring touchdowns. But I just wanted to show this because I love this play. All right. This is the quarterback's looking at his first read. It's not there. Oh, I'm just going to hit the check down, a little 2-yard gap. Look at the shake and bake. Are you kidding me? I think that defensive back is still looking for his jock. Look at this. Oh, get out. Oh, my goodness. Does that feel just like awesome? Do you talk any junk afterwards? Like, how great is it to take a check down and get a first down?
You know, I'm not much of a trash talker. You know, I'm really not. I'm just kind of all business. And
Ross would disagree with this assessment, but okay. All right. That's good.
he's a Thomas guy. But, you know, it's just great to go out there and, you know, keep the chains moving, especially, you know, in the past game. And, you know, it's nice to see a little shake and bake. People see the weight on the roster, and they're like, 250, this guy can't move. I don't know that guy's number, but I feel like he would disagree.
I mean, I'm just saying, nobody wants to see you in the open field as it is, in the sense of they don't want to take you, especially a defensive back. But now you throw in like shake and bake into the mix, and holy cow, Toledo, let's get this guy out in space. All right. I had to show a couple plays because it was awesome. You had such a great game. Congratulations on getting the W. Big thanks. And hey, everyone watching, listening everywhere, do not forget to head to ajdillon28.com for everything Quadfather, including tons of great merch, including a free signed Quadfather 8x10 with any order over $100. Be sure to check it out. AJ, can't thank you enough for hanging out, man. Really looking forward to next week. I want to thank our panel for joining us. Susanna, Ross, Paul, thank you guys. Tyler, as always. Hopefully we'll get Corey back next week. Who knows? The man is so busy. AJ, congrats on the W, man. Thank you so much. Hey, thanks for our panel.
Can I throw out some shout outs real quick?
Please do. Please do.
Okay. Well, shout out to Jordan Love. Shout out to Chris Barnes, and shout out to Josiah Duguara for coming out to Door County. This was last fall or whatever, coming out and, you know, enjoying Door County. This is my pitch for mayor. So if you can play this and roll this everywhere, this is just me, you know, bringing Door County culture to everyone. And, you know, shout out to Will Tunin, the best receiver to ever come out of St. Thomas.
Man, that's fantastic. I tell you what, I'm going to be there in Green Bay in December for the Bears game. So I'm going up to Door County. I'm going to find that spot, and I got to get a picture because that's phenomenal.
You know,
there you go. There's Bayside Tavern. Hook it up. Hook it up, people. Thanks to everybody. Susanna, Paul, Ross. Thanks, guys. Tyler, thank you. Everybody watching, make sure you're carrying the G wherever you go. For AJ, myself, Corey, Cheesehead TV, thank you so much. Carry the G. Go Pack, go. We'll see you next week. Good night, everybody.